Mentality monsters. I'm going to use the word with the Orange Rugby team.
Someone press my arm.
Take it off, Liverpool. Let's take it off the Reds and let's attach it to the Orange Rugby team.
OTB AM. Live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
OTB's Rugby Daily with Deliveroo. Delivering matchday meal deals throughout the Six Nations.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, a Connacht update on Finlay Beelam as another player extends their stay at the sports ground. The Ospreys are dealt a double blow as they head into the final portion of the season, and we know he'll be in charge of the Irish provinces in Europe in just over a week's time. Rugby Daily is brought to you in partnership with Deliveroo, delivering matchday meal deals throughout the Six Nations. First up, Ireland's preparations for the Women's Six Nations are firmly underway. They face Wales at Cardiff's Arms Park on Saturday. France and England are once again championship favourites, with Ireland back row Maeve Ogue O'Leary saying they're targeting a third place finish.
Yeah, to be honest, looking at our opposition, we're not focusing on them as being our two big games. We're focusing on each game week by week, but we want to bring the same approach to each game. We want to show our fight. We want to show our ability. And I think just because that it's the name France or England, we're not going to be backing down in any way. We want to rise to the occasion. And we're going to do our analysis like we would do at any other team. And we're going to go at them. Like, we've absolutely nothing to lose. So third place finish is our goal. But I think that we'd be silly to just lay down and kind of let them come at us. We're going to go at them as hard as we can, and yeah, I think we've a fire in our belly. Like, we're ready to go. They're at home. We want to put on a show for the audience and for the fans coming down to Cork to see us. So yeah, I don't think by any means we'll look at it as a hill any bigger than the likes of Wales or Italy or Scotland.
Ireland have a full squad of 32 from which to choose for Saturday's game in Cardiff. Assistant coach Niamh Briggs was asked today if they'll be bringing back their sevens contingent for the later rounds.
No, we're really happy with the 32 that we've selected. I think we've rewarded girls that have played really well at club, Interpro and Celtic Cup. And it's a very exciting young group. And I think it's probably fair to say it's kind of starting our journey in relation to just continuing on from Japan a little bit. I think last year Six Nations was a tight time, whereas we got a good chunk of work done in Japan. And then obviously girls going full time and into November, you can already feel a good bit of a difference. So I think for this group, I think it's really important that they know that they're all incredibly valued, and we're really, really happy with them.
In the big news from the Southern Hemisphere today, Scott Robertson has been confirmed as the next head coach of the All Blacks. The man who has led the Crusaders to six consecutive Super Rugby titles will take over from Ian Foster after this year's World Cup. His appointment brings to an end a controversial process which ultimately led to Foster removing himself from the race. New Zealand Rugby confirmed today that Japan head coach Jamie Joseph was also in the running for the big job, which will now go to Robertson. He says his backroom team is still to be finalised, which places a huge question mark over the future of Joe Schmidt, who'd been an assistant to Foster since August. The former Ireland head coach also ruled himself out of the running to succeed Foster, but Robertson, the former Canterbury and Perpignan flanker, is delighted to have gotten the nod.
Oh, it's good to be here, everyone. look, officially I want to start off as All Black 974. To be able to coach the All Blacks means a lot to me. I've been preparing, getting ready for this opportunity for a long period of time, and just reiterate what Mark said. You know, like, when my time starts, I'll be preparing as well as I possibly can, but my full respect and probably professional, the boundaries that's required with the current group and making sure they set up so they can perform at this Rugby World Cup and go away and perform and get the World Cup for the All Blacks. So it's great to be here today, but I understand my roles and responsibilities. But extremely excited to make the phone calls to my mum and dad, Mo and Joe. It's pretty special. They're an emotional couple. And my wife, Jane, and my kids. So, it's been a big 48 hours. Been here all day yesterday in a suit and all day today in a suit and presenting to a panel and then to the board, and here we are now.
New Zealand rugby chief Mark Robinson gave some insight into the boxes Robertson ticked.
There are a number of quality coaches that New Zealand has produced in recent times, obviously. But for the things we are looking for a candidate to take the game forward, you know, Razor is a really compelling choice. And we're delighted he's bringing, you know, we believe, a fresh set of eyes, huge energy, capacity for innovation, deep understanding of our system. So that relates positively to alignment and integration across the game. He's coached our under-20s, he coached at NPC level. So deep, deep connection to the game and understanding of key stakeholders we have as it relates to players as well as our different provincial unions and Super Rugby clubs. So really well-rounded skill set and relationship set there, what we think he'll bring to the role as well.
Robertson was also asked how his approach will differ, if at all, from that of Foster.
We're different people, different coaches, so we'll bring in different aspects. He's extremely successful and, you know, his time as a coach... And I have been, so we're doing our own ways. You know, look, I think, you know, how I leave my mark on the group is, what I presented on today. I can go through the presentation again if you want, but I think, you know, the way I look and view the game, we're different. The way of create the culture is going to be different. And you know, the game might be totally a little bit different, so there's going to be a natural innovation with just the different ways we look at the game. But yeah,
back on this side of the equator, it's hoped Finlay Beelam can return to action for Connacht by the middle of next month. The tighthead is out with a twisted ankle that forced him to miss Ireland's last two games in the Six Nations. Connacht's penultimate regular season URC game is at home to Cardiff on April 15th, and they go to Glasgow a week later. Next up, however, is Saturday's visit of Edinburgh to the Sports Ground. Connacht currently occupy the all-important 8th place in the URC table, 7 points above the team from the Scottish capital. Jack Carty and Dennis Buckley join the likes of Beelam, Mac Hansen and Bundiaki in missing Saturday's game. Director of rugby Andy Friend told Galway Bay FM today they're the kind of players that they could do with games running out in the season.
Yeah, they are. You want your most experienced players out there on the field. You've got a lot of caps that aren't going to be out there if with those two men not being there. But we can only deal with what we've got. We will have a very good 23 going out there. We know that Edinburgh are actually a very good rugby side. They're only sitting there with 5 wins at the minute, but that's probably not reflective of the quality that they've got. So, we know they're a good side and we're going to have to be at our best to knock them off.
Meanwhile, back row Paul Boyle today agreed a contract extension to remain with Connacht for next season. Boyle has made 84 appearances since joining in 2018, scoring a whopping 20 tries in that time. English official Luke Pearce will referee the last 16 clash of Leinster and Ulster in the Heineken Champions Cup. That game takes place at the Aviva on April 1st. On the same date, Wayne Barnes will take charge of Munster's game away to the Sharks. And on April 2nd, Irish official Andrew Brace will be the man in the middle for Exeter versus Montpellier at Sandy Park. Finally, the Ospreys have suffered a serious blow with just over a week to go until their Heineken Champions Cup last 16 tie with the Saracens. Hooker Scott Baldwin and flanker Jack Morgan have been ruled out for the rest of the season. Baldwin has undergone surgery for a pectoral injury, while Morgan requires surgery on an ankle issue sustained in the lead-in to Wales' Six Nations meeting with France. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed wherever you happen to consume your podcasts. Leave us some positive and constructive feedback while you're there too. My name is Richie McCormack and I'll have more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Deliveroo tomorrow.